The Treasury Salute, featuring Jim Amici, Santos Ortega, and Joan Alexander, in a specially transcribed drama, Mirror of the Mind. And now, the Treasury Salute, Mirror of the Mind. This is the story of a hero. But maybe you won't think so at first. Tom Blackwell went to war in 1941, back in the old days when we were all running around like crazy, trying to patch together some plans and operations for a counterattack. Tom was wounded in that counterattack. His bones weren't shattered by flying shrapnel. No Mauser bullet pierced his skin. There wasn't a scratch on him when it was all over. Here's the story, beginning with a letter. A letter to Tom from his wife.
Dear Tom, forgive me for harping on the same subject again. But you haven't answered my questions, darling, and until you do, I'll just keep asking. Your letters seem cheerful enough, and yet the words are guarded. They never tell me what I want to know. Why you're in the hospital. What's wrong? I've got to know, darling. Are you wounded? Sick? What happened? Please tell me. Please.
Thomas Blackwell.
Here, ma'am.
Major Glass will see you now. You know where his office is.
At the end of the ward.
Fine. And when you finish, you come back to me for a temperature check.
Yes, ma'am.
Come in, Blackwell. Sit down. Cigarette?
Thanks.
How's the arm today?
Same as it was. Can't move it.
Oh, we'll see if we can't fix it up.
Look, Doc, I've been to four hospitals and a battalion aid station. They all told me there was nothing wrong with it, so why don't you let me go home?
That's right. There's nothing physically the matter with the arm. It's all in your mind.
Now you're trying to tell me I'm crazy.
Nobody said that. Well, calm down. We're trying to help you here. How long have you been in the Army?
4 years.
Hit the sick book much?
No.
Been married long?
3 years.
When did you last see your wife?
On my APO furlough, when we got married.
Were you nervous as a child?
I didn't think so.
Any traces of nervous disorders or insanity in your family?
Well, of course not. And I don't see why you...
Nobody's casting aspersions on your family, Tom. These questions have to be answered if we're to help you. Have you told your wife why you're here?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know, Major.
Because you're ashamed?
Yeah. That's it, I guess. I don't want her to know she's married to a lunatic.
Once again, nobody said you're crazy. You don't even know what the term implies. Do you love your wife?
Yes.
Does she love you?
Certainly.
Why don't you tell her?
Because I don't want to.
You're not being fair with her, Tom. Would you rather that I write to her?
No.
All right. Then either you write and explain it to her, or I'll do it myself. Write to your wife. Tell her about the arm and where you are. Get it off your chest. She'll understand.
Dearest Mary, I guess I should have told you this a long time ago, but I couldn't bring myself to it. My pride kept me down. Anyway, here it is, straight from the shoulder. Your husband is in the NP ward. That's short for neuropsychiatric. My medical record states psychoneurosis, severe hysterical conversion symptoms. Now you know what's wrong. Now you know what kind of a guy I am. Weak, cowardly, off the beam.
Well,
My darling Tom, I was so relieved when you told me. I understand, and don't think for a minute that I'm ashamed of you. You forget that I was a nurse's aide during the war, that I've been in many an army hospital. I know all about NP wards, and it's not nearly so bad as you seem to think. Darling, I've seen what war can do to men's minds, especially to kind, sensitive minds like yours. And I'm absolutely sure you'll be well again, and soon. But you must cooperate with the doctors, Tom. You must answer their questions. You've got to let them help you. For me.
Sit down, Blackwell. You look pretty cheerful today.
Yes, I got a letter from my wife, Doctor.
Good.
She asked me to cooperate with you. I'll try to.
Fine, fine. How's the arm?
No change.
Tell me about it, Tom. When did you first find you couldn't move it?
That day behind the knoll.
Where?
The Hurtgen Forest. My first day on the line.
What happened?
There were four of us. We were behind a small hill. I couldn't...
What's the matter, Tom?
I don't know. I can't talk, sir. I can't think about it without breaking up.
Try to remember what happened.
Do I? I can remember all right, but it hurts. Tightens me up. I can't talk.
Lie down on that table, Tom. Spradley.
Yes, sir.
Tourniquet, please.
What are you going to do, Doc?
This injection will make you feel better, Blackwell. It'll relieve your mind. You'll be able to talk.
Anything you say, Doc.
All right. Spradley?
Yes, Doc.
You can start with one cc.
No.
Tom, do you know the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
You can go now, Miss Bradley.
Yes, Doctor. I'll be just outside if you need me.
One nation, indivisible.
What happened in the Hurtgen Forest, Tom? What happened to your aunt?
We were behind the knoll.
Who?
The four of us. Chips, myself, Lieutenant Hodges, and Sandy.
Nobody else?
No, Lucky isn't here. He was killed yesterday.
When was he killed?
Yesterday. That's why he isn't here behind the knoll. He was a good guy, and we miss him.
What's happening now?
We're behind the knoll. We can't see them, but wait. Wait a minute. Hodges is talking to me.
Now, here's the setup. They probably outnumber us 2-1, but with a little luck, I think we can pull it off. The idea is to sneak around on their flank and start spitting lead, but we'll need cover. Blackwell.
Yes, sir.
Get up on that knoll, but don't show your face. We'll start around the other way. They spot us, start blasting. Make it look like you're a whole army.
Right.
But for heaven's sake, hold your fire until they see us, or they'll start slinging mortars all over the place. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, start moving. And good luck.
Where are you now?
I'm up to the top of the hill now. I can't see them. My palms are sweating. Hold on to yourself. Take it easy. Get your hand away from that trigger. Why don't Hodges and the rest start to move? The crowds are getting up. I can see them. They're coming straight towards me, setting up mortars. All of them. All the crowds lined up in my sights.
What are you doing now?
I'm remembering. Remembering Lucky. He was a swell guy, and we miss him. He was killed yesterday. He was killed by crowds like those guys out in front of me. Hold your fire. Hodges said to hold your fire. Get your finger off that trigger. I can't. Give him a burst for Lucky. Kill them all for Lucky. This is for you, Lucky.
Blackwell, what are you doing? We're not ready yet. We're not...
Oh. Oh, what have I done? I gave away the position. The crowds are pushing mortars right into the gully where Hodges and the rest are. They're all getting... There goes Chips. They got Chips. Oh, they got them all. I can't stand it. I gotta die. I gotta do something. I can't stand it. It's my fault. I didn't hold my fire like Lieutenant Hodges said. Gave away the position before they could get out of there. And now, the old man is congratulating me for killing 5 Krauts single-handed. He's saying something about giving me a medal. A medal for killing my buddies.
Step out of it, Tom. You're okay. You're in the hospital. You're back in the States.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back in the States, sure. But every night I'm back in that knoll, Doc. Every night I can't stand it.
Did it ever occur to you, Tom, that the Germans knew the position before you fired?
No.
And yet they were advancing on it?
Yes, they were advancing on it.
Perhaps to get within mortar range?
Maybe, Doc, maybe I never thought of that.
Your arm became paralyzed after that encounter on the knoll, didn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't want to go back to the lines?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't afraid. It was just that... Oh, I don't know.
You didn't want to go back because you thought you'd been responsible for the deaths of 3 of your buddies. It's just a trick the mind plays in the body. We call them hysterical conversion symptoms.
But, Doc, if...
Listen. If... You didn't want to go back to the line because you felt guilty about Lieutenant Hodges, Chips, and Sandy. So unconsciously, you developed a paralyzed arm. The right arm, which you used to squeeze a trigger.
Oh, that sounds too easy, Doc.
Maybe. But you weren't responsible for their deaths, Tom. The fact that the enemy was advancing and had placed mortars before you fired seems to bear out the theory they knew the position anyway. What do you think?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you know what you're talking about. I certainly hope so.
Of course I'm right. By the way, Tom, how does the arm feel?
Well, you know, Doc, it's a funny thing, but it actually feels. I seem to know it's there. Yesterday, I might just as well have had no arm. But today, I know it's there without looking at it.
Good. In a short time, with some training and practice, you'll be able to move it again. I'll guarantee that.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you, sir.
All right, go on back to your ward, Blackwell. You're going to be okay.
When war began to cast a threatening shadow over America back in 1941, many of you bought defense bonds. In 1942, war became a reality, and your dollars went into war bonds to help pay for the planes, ships, and ammunition that were needed. 1945 brought the long-awaited peace, and you supported the Victory Loan Drive to share the cost of rehabilitation, reconversion, and care of the wounded. You 85 million people are to be commended for your patriotism because you supported your nation unstintingly. But now, in 1946, bond sales are continuing. Do you know why you are being asked to buy bonds now? The answer is simple. The money is needed for you. United States savings bonds are designed for your future security, your leisure, the protection of your family, and the education of your children. These bonds will help you achieve your own personal goals. Keep buying United States savings bonds. The United States Treasury thanks Jim Amici, Santos Ortega, and Joan Alexander, who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by William K. Wells, Jr. and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Nelson Case speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future and your future.